وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Mawlana, for all your sacrifices in the early hours of the morning to benefit the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا من الطيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we have a very interesting story here for you, and we will head this particular story as the spotless banana. Now, in Pakistan, there was a very, very wealthy man, and his name was Abid Jan. He was so rich that he had big houses with lawns, swimming pools, tennis courts, and garages in all the big cities of Pakistan. But unlike common perception about the wealthy people, he was nice. You know, wealth must never ever change a person and make him arrogant, like what happened to the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. So he was different. He was a nice person. He did not cheat any people. He never lied. He never made an unfair deal. And he also gave huge amounts of money in charity. We must always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with health and wealth. Wealth that when we can give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the hand above is always better than the hand below. The hand that gives is better than the hand that takes. But we must thank the people who take our charity, because it was not for them, we would not have been able to fulfill our charity and our zakah. So indeed, we must be thankful unto them and make dua for their well-being and for their goodness. So Abid Jan had only one child, and her name was Asma Jan. So since she was his only child, she got a lot of attention and care from him and everybody else. Sometimes too much love and care spoils kids. Now, you know what? Your children, you have to be a little bit strict with them, but within the confines, you know what I mean? That you shouldn't be too harsh in them, that you break them, but you mustn't spoil them as well. But now, this was not the case with Abid Jan's daughter, Asma. She was also very good and kind to others like her father. And Asma Jan was also a very neat and clean girl. She used to bath every day in the morning, and she used to wash her hands before and after every meal. She was also very pious and offered her prayers 5 times daily. She also used to recite Quran Majid daily. So the best thing about Asma Jan was that she never made fuss about food. She would not cry and misbehave badly over food. In fact, even though her father, Abid Jan, could afford to give her the best delicious dishes 3 times daily, she would eat vegetables and boiled food also without making a bad face. Now, we should teach our children, you know, to eat all types of food. Today, our children have come into the takeaway brigade. And if you give them, you know, lovely vegetables, and if you give them, you know, broccoli and all these things to eat, or you give them some dal and lentils to eat, then they wouldn't want to eat then. So you've got to teach your children to be able to eat vegetables, boiled food, and lentils, etc. So she would also thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for whatever food she got, and she would say, there are millions who don't get to eat anything and sleep hungry at night. But there was one little problem. She would not eat bananas. Somehow, whenever she looked at the banana, she felt like vomiting. At first, her father, Abidjan, thought that she had some sort of allergy. So then what he did is he took her to the best doctors. But all they said was they hadn't seen a kid with better health than asthma. They told him that she was not allergic to anything. This little problem sometimes created bigger problems at the table. Other people love bananas, so whenever it was kept on the table, she would not even look at it. Since everyone cared a lot for asthma, they avoided eating and bringing bananas home. So one day, Abidjan went up to Asma and said, "My dear child, we have noticed that you don't like bananas. Can you please tell me what the problem is?" So Asma replied, "Papa, I'm so sorry to cause so much inconvenience to you and the others. And the problem is that whenever I see the black spots on the banana, I feel like vomiting. I mean, how can we eat something that is rotten? You know, it doesn't even look so attractive. So, Papa, you know very well that I even eat boiled vegetables, but do you expect me to eat rotten food?" So now Abidjan smiled and he said, "Oh, it's such a small problem. Okay, dear Asma, I will bring you, inshallah, a spotless banana. Today I'm going to bring you a spotless banana. Then when you have tasted it, I will tell you something that you do not know." So Asma said, "Jazakallah khair, Papa. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless you. You care so much for me." That day, Asma was given a spotless banana. Yes, a banana was totally yellow with a little shade of green on the top and the bottom. No spots on it. So she peeled the skin and looked in amazement at the pure milky white fruit. Oh, and she was so astonished. Obviously, this was the first time she had seen a banana completely white from the inside. She ate it. Then Abidjan asked her, "Yes, Asma, what did the banana taste like?" So Asma replied and she said, "Papa, it looked great, but it did not taste good. It was sort of like tasteless." "Okay, Asma, now try the spotted banana." Abidjan said while handing her a spotted banana. Asma took it reluctantly. She peeled the skin and looked inside. It was a bit softer than a spotless one, and it had blackish spots here and there. Although she did not feel like eating it, but she was very curious to know what her father wanted to tell her that she had not known, so she ate it. Then Abidjan asked his daughter, he says, "Now, which one is better?" So Asma replied, "Papa, the spotted one looked partially rotten, but it tasted better." So then Abidjan said, "This is exactly what I wanted to teach you and tell you, Asma. Never judge a book by its cover. Just like the banana, everyone has spots. I mean, you will not like everything in everyone, but you must like them overall. People and fruits are sweet and good. If you keep looking at the person's bad habits, you will never be able to find a friend because no one is spotless. If someone has faults but is overall good, you should be friends with that person. A friend is a person who thinks you're a good egg even though you are slightly cracked." So this is a great lesson for us, you know. I remember once we were sitting in a meeting and one of the brothers, members of the Jamaat, took out a piece of an A4 white paper and he made a small black dot in the middle with a flow marker. And he said, "What do you see here?" And everybody said, "We see a black dot. We see a black dot." And then in the end, he says, "Everybody noticed the black dot, but nobody noticed the entire whiteness of the page." You see, so we are quick in judging people and just finding the black spots in them. Let us for a moment look at the good things in somebody else, you know, and learn from that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.